Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we've been blessed to stay alive in Torat Chaim. Instructions of life, Torat Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torat Rachamim, with the mercies. You now turn into Blog Talk Radio. This is Blog Talk Radio. Radio.com, as I just mentioned, and I'd like to humbly suggest we have a higher inner frequency. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 609. Meditation equals wellsprings for the human soul. Program presentation number 37. Baruch Hashem, blessed is our Creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience. We create ourselves. We're now broadcasting live at 10:31 a.m. May 31st, 2016, live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, Unified Soul Actualization. Our call number is 347-838-8669. If you don't have iPod or any other type of internet access, right now to listen to us live, or you can eventually hear us on the archive version through Facebook and through the, if you're part of the Soul Class Appreciation Society, and other means as well. Just Google up my name, Don Zuccio Goodman, in Blog Talk Radio, and you'll find over 600 programs for your edification. Our focus will be extracting inspirations from Rev Hillel's elucidations upon the Rebbe Shari Yuchad, the Gate of Unification. Meanwhile, the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. You just listened to from the CD, One Day More from the Maccabees, a group of fine young men from Yeshiva University. I guess by this time they're already graduated or maybe doing postgraduate work. That song was called Achenu, Our Brother. But it was also as Achotenu for our sister, for all human beings, even though they may be born from another mother or father. We all have one father in creation. I just want to mention as well, we want to dedicate today's program towards the elevation of the soul of my dear father, Reb Shlomo Yaakov, Olav Shalom, may he rest in peace. Ben Chuna David, my grandfather, may he rest in peace. My father passed on April 17th of this year, which corresponds to the 9th of Nisan, Chodesh Agula, the month of redemption. Blessed souls, we're now going to focus on a type of human being, which all of us, if we're honest with ourselves, can relate to, our role as students of the wise. And we're talking about people at the level of Rav Hillel, the Rebbe, the chain of the golden chain of the house of King David and Solomon, which goes back to, of course, King David and Solomon. In our generation, we saw it manifested in the sagacity of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zechus Yagen Leinu, may his merits protect us. Of course, there are, in fact, other descendants of King David and Solomon, some of who live even in my neighborhood of Kesar Crown Heights here in Brooklyn, New York. But the point is, blessed souls, is that even while we should be able to, without any problems, humble ourselves to the idea that we are students, let us remember that even these very individuals, masters of Torah, themselves were once students. So while not everyone can graduate to the level, be blessed or be elevated or actualize the level of wise teacher, master of Torah, every one of us can, in fact, accept upon ourselves with the Creator's blessings the wonderful experience of being a student of Torah or any student of the wise. Just a quick recapitulation of the idea of the student who's become teacher and wise teacher, Chacham, Tzaddik, a righteous teacher, that they are accessing from above to below, meaning they've gone through all the work, which we'll be talking about in a few moments, in order to ascend to that level of master teacher, wise person, wise man, wise woman, wise human being. We don't have to be gender specific, because a wise human being can be either in the masculine or feminine form. Master of a teaching. A wise teacher is someone who can able to elicit from the essence of their soul, as the essence of their soul through their faculty of das has sensed the precious good, the goodness of a Torah teaching, which generates within their soul essence a delight and a desire to further go into the perception of this matter, as that person is living here down on the earth, and they bring it down into a level of internalized comprehension and depth of comprehension, and it passes through their core skill, their super consciousness, until the point they can offer it in a superficial way. Not that it means it's any diminished in its value, but when we say in a superficial way, an ofen chatzoni, that it is accessible to individuals like you and I and anyone else who wants to learn Torah. So really, basically, as students are accessing the exterior part of the wisdom and understanding and knowledge of the wise teachers of creation. It's not a bad place to be. And from there, we can get nurtured, as we see that they're truly wise and wondrous teachers of the creation of Torah. And even those on the secular level who have given themselves over to the idea of promoting certain ideas for the benefit of the human family experience have even been able to bring down very terse, otherwise very inaccessible teachings to the masses, and simplify it to the point where small children can even understand it, or at least start their own personal ascension in consciousness. But we focus in now on the student, otherwise known as the Talmid. If we're talking in the masculine form, or Talmidah, in the feminine form, a student, whether it be a he or a she, as Rav Hillel goes on to explain, who hears an intellect from his or her teacher, and we assume that teacher is a wise teacher in this scenario, in this context, is only able to hear, which implies is only able to understand, as we mentioned before, the chitzonius asecho, the exterior part of that intellect, which has been enclosed by the wise choices made by teacher, master teacher, wise person, wise man, wise woman, tzaddik, to enclose that exterior level of intellect into all different types of garments and different explanations. For example, if we take the work of Proverbs, which was written with Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, or Ruach HaNavuah, or spirit of prophecy, and he brought it down, and this is something we talked about the other day in discussion with distinguished B'nai Noah, with author Alan W. Cecil, and Torah, Ben Torah scholar and activist Ron Williams. So you can go back to our classroom. It was on May 29th that we talked about this matter, that, you know, things that we really miss, even when we learn something as simple as Proverbs, we miss if we don't go into the oral Torah tradition, the elucidations that Rashi and other great sages of Israel have offered for us to get a deeper understanding of what King Solomon is alluding to on a superficial level and what he's alluding to on a more deeper, comprehensible level. So when student has made the choice to engage in being a receiver of this type of knowledge, external, superficial knowledge, which again, it doesn't diminish the importance of it to be called superficial, it is for the fact that they have not reached the level of wise teacher or master of Torah teachings. So at this point, when student is just in the process of basically being a vessel to receive data, whether it be the rochav of the data, meaning the actual facts and figures and elucidations, or the allegorical presentations, they have not, he or she, generated a type of das, a type of connection to it yet. Because for student, das is something that they're going to eventually develop, and we're not going to put a timetable on each person's abilities and talents. But we all know that, for instance, whatever became our favorite subject matter when we went to school, whether it be secular or in a yeshiva environment, we didn't know we would become attached to a subject matter until we learned about that subject with the data or allegories presented to us concerning that subject matter. And at that point, we start to develop a type of das. But the type of das that Rav Hillel is trying to explain to us is a level of das which is really privy only to master teacher or sage, tzaddik. Because the tzaddik can go so deep into the essence of that concept, meaning he or she has already acquired with the blessings of the Most High Creator a depth of comprehension that they can elucidate upon, or a depth of the content in the way that they sense the profundity of it, or they even go beyond the profundity and just go into the essence of the matter. And by the student is now, if he or she wants to, or she or he wants to, can make that journey of receiving this exterior superficial knowledge, understanding, and first work on make sure they grasp what they have been taught by wise teacher, wise tzaddik. And you wouldn't have a tzaddik who isn't wise. That would be an oxymoron. A tzaddik is someone who's definitely wise. So student has made a decision to develop a relationship for the data presented to her or him or her, and tarry upon it, not run through it quickly, to look it over very well. Now, where we just mentioned that the type of das which is not accessible yet to the student, to the receiver, is when he or she has not gotten the full depth of comprehension. But we have to assert that there is a type of das, a connection to the essence of the concept, even though one has been presented only with the superficial presentations of the data, of various allegories concerning the subject of one's interest now, which one has been aroused to learn about. One now is compelled, if one is truly serious about the data and the allegorized information, to arouse his or her potential and power of das. And how does one develop a koach of das to activate it, to actualize it? Well, as I mentioned so tersely before in other words, but we'll now just restate that previous statement in a different way. If you're in a class and you are very interested by the data that's been presented to you, now is the time for you to open up your koach of das, the power of your connection to the essence of the matter, even though you've only connected to the superficial levels of data concerning that subject matter, by activating your iyun, your ability to analyze this material intently. Now, what's happening in that process for you as a blessed student of such wonderful Torah teachings, like say these teachings are of Hillel that I'm trying to share with you in an anglicized form, is that you're basically dispersing out the power of your intellect, so to speak, that it should interface with all the particularities of the elucidations and allegories that have been presented to you. And when you review this material, you should not be lacking in your knowledge of one particularity or one allegory as it related to the database that your master teacher has shared with you, like, say, someone like Rav Hillel. And again, this involves you tarrying and having patience with yourself until you can start to understand that there is a depth of comprehension, that there is a depth of comprehension which is enclosed in these particularities of this subject matter. And you're not just learning it in a very cursory fashion. So your original effort to develop a das, a sensitivity, and you remember way back when we taught many classes ago, in this series, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul, Blessed Souls. Is that if you are seriously interested in connecting to a matter as it relates to the Chabad Hasidus approach to meditation, which is also known as Hisbonenus, contemplation, Panemius being an inner understanding, or Eon, analysis, you have to be patient. as I think back, as I'm looking here now at the elucidation, we're only doing part one of the elucidation of Hillel's elucidation on the first chapter of Shar Yuchud by the Mittler Rebbe. We still have to basically do a second presentation of elucidation on the chapter of Hillel. It's funny that the Mittler Rebbe's first chapter is one side of a page, another side of a page, and then a half side of another page. It's not even two full pages. It's two sides of two sides of one piece of paper. It's not even two sides of two pieces of paper. And yet Rev Hillel's elucidation, trying to flesh out many particularities, runs for, it's about 16, oh, it's even more, hold on. It's basically, if you'll bear with me for a second, bless those, I just want to be accurate here. Basically, it is about 16, 17 pages of elucidations based on one side of a page, the other side of the second half of that page, and a half a page. So we see here that this is what we're talking about. If you are really, really, truly interested in learning this endeavor of Chabad Chassidus, just to get through the first chapter, which again of the master, the true master of this matter, according to the Chabad Chassidus approach, and one of his top disciples in terms of elucidating and explaining to other Chassidim up into this generation, it's basically involving you learning about 18 pages, with basically 16 pages elucidating upon 2.5 pages. Those are the, otherwise a person starts to guess when there's gaps of information. So, again, our initial eon, as students, as receivers of the superficial transmission, again, not to diminish the, by using the term superficial, but to show that the information that is been transmitted to us is transmitted in a way that we can actually process it cognitively, emotionally, and spiritually. We take our time to learn all the particularities, just as we're taking our time in elucidating. Again, here we have 37 programs, and we're still far away from finishing this one half of the elucidation of Rav Hillel on the first chapter of the Mittler Rebbe. We're taking our time, and hopefully we're reviewing. I mean, I myself have learned this chapter of elucidation by both the, what's known as Bir Aleph and Bir Beis, the first and second elucidation, at least 30-plus times in the last 20 years. So I can just tell you, for me, it becomes richer. And the cognitive and spiritual feelings that are generated within myself and the emotional elasticity grows because I still acknowledge that Rev Hillel is waiting for us, and the Mittler Rebbe, all the tzaddikim of the past generations up until ours, excuse me, are waiting for us to go deeper and deeper into this process as students via the means, the Torah fundamental or foundational concept of meditation, which is described tersely in the laws of the foundation of Torah by Rambam, chapter 2, law 2. For a person to come to love and fear Creator, one must get involved in his bonenus. But here now, for now that we've learned that, we've just discovered that student must be patient enough to want to learn just basically what that subject about is about after his or her interest has been aroused by master teacher, wise person, like say Rav Hillel or the Mittler Rebbe, then one can engage in a further type of a further type of Torah analysis. Well, one has gotten a pretty good grasp on the factual data and all the allegorical presentations. Then they are fit to come, with the blessings of the Most High Creator, to come to the Omek HaMusag, to the depth of the comprehension. And from the depth of the comprehension, they can ascend to the depth of wisdom, Omek HaChachma. And until they can ascend to, he or she or he, to the virtue of reaching a quality of soulful delight and desire, until they can be bound up into the essence of the being of the matter that he or she have been cognitively working on and comprehended in their mind as that matter has an essence, has its own neshama, has its own atmos, its own essential being, as it relates to the atmos of our nefesh. So we started from a state of climbing the mountain of consciousness because, so to speak, master, teacher, wise man or wise woman, sage, has come down from the mountain of their pristine consciousness to feed us from above to below with many different types of particularities of the database relating to the subject matter, which is absolutely drawing our mind and our heart and the heart within our mind and the heart and the mind within our heart to want to learn more about it. So we see that the order of the proceeding out of bounty into a student who is in the category of makaba, of receiver, is from below to above. And this is, again, when a person is starting from the perspective of working with the superficial, exterior type of database presented to him or her, until she or he can merit to come to the essence and the inner content of being of that matter, and so to speak, replicate on their own level. They don't necessarily, or we won't necessarily, I won't necessarily, you won't necessarily, but again, I won't put a boundary on you, but I still know in the depths of my heart, I still have not attained a mastery of this subject as much as I've attained a bracha and encouragement from my teachers and mentors to share this type of material in a way that it should be accessible to other human souls who otherwise would never know this stuff exists, because it's still primarily only existing in the Hebrew and in some places in the Yiddish, though there have been some valiant efforts to translate large portions of the Shaar Yichud, the Gate of Unity, by the Mittler Rebbe, by Rabbi Yossi Makel of Pittsburgh, and I think one of his nephews. There's also a Rabbi Benjamin Walters, who's a shliach, Chabad shliach, emissary of Lubavitch Rebbe out in Chicago, I believe. So that's it. We as students are climbing a mountain of consciousness. The first plateau of our consciousness is the exterior data and allegories that are presented to us, which are brought from above to below by our master teachers, he or she, whoever they may be. And then from there, we engage in opening up the faculty of our das to connect to the essence of the superficiality of that data. And from that point, we get to a level where we can activate another level of eon of Torah analysis. We can actually start to sense the depth of the comprehension of that subject matter as it relates to us, then the depth of that wisdom as it relates to our consciousness, until we go higher and higher, until we sense how cherished this material is within its own essence as it relates to the essence of our soul. And that's basically the role of us as students. And it can take, to be honest with you, it can take a whole lifetime to master, but that's okay. Because we do have a teaching in the Perkei Avos. I'm just going to recapitulate. I'm not going to read it out verbatim. That it's not necessarily our job to finish what we started, but to engage in what we are engaged in. And it's up to the Creator how much will we have finished. But remember, each level of ascension of consciousness in its own right is a level of accomplishment, of tangible experience. It's just a matter, will we have the patience to deal with what might seem to be an onslaught, a flooding of consciousness, which can be offered us by Torah, which sometimes can actually, for those who don't have the blessing as much as they should, might feel that they should contract their consciousness in saying, well, I'd rather, so to speak, immerse myself in what are known as the more practical aspects of the Torah. But the truth of the matter is, there is nothing more practical than learning how to use your human mind in the way that human beings were originally intended to use them, and in fact that it is a fundamental principle, it is a foundational instruction, it is actually a law in the Torah, as Rambam explains in the oral Torah tradition, as elucidated upon in the Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Yesodei Torah, the laws of the foundation of the Torah, to have a cognitive means of generating a love and fear of the Creator. And there's much more to say, but unfortunately we have to conclude with today's program, and as we are prone to do this at this time of the year, and also because of the fact I'm still in mourning of my father, I can't hear recorded music per se. I'm going to play music where the only music you're going to hear is the wonderful musical instrument of the human voice by Rav Yosef Kaduner, singing Shira Malos, a cappella, Psalm 121. I'll read the words in English, and I'll play it. You can hear his wonderful, the instrument of the blessing of his voice in the Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, Holy Tongue. A song for a sense. I shall raise my eyes to the mountains. From where will my help come? My help is from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your guardian will not slumber. Behold, the guardian of Israel neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your guardian. The Lord is your shadow. He is by your right hand. By day the sun will not smite you, nor the moon at night. The Lord will guard you from all evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from now into eternity. And may all of this manifest in the way of Ahavachad, one love, Gorlachad, one destiny, Kulana for all of us. But Darchi Noam, Darchi Shalom, in a pleasant and peaceful way, blessed souls. And just remember, you've got to be good, even though if that might generate some anxiety and ambivalence, agita, spiritual heartburn, that's okay. Because the Tevatov Lehetiv is the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator is the source of all goodness. And if you, blessed soul, and if I here, blessed soul, are on this earth, we've got to be good, because the source of our existence is good. So in some way or shape or form, whether in your thought and speech and action, you should find a way today to connect to that, your goodness, the source of your goodness, the Tevatov Lehetiv, the nature of the good to do good. Take care, everyone, until we meet again. This is Dunzo C. Goodman wishing everyone a pleasant day. Hashem Yishmerech, Hashem should protect you. Take care.
Shir la ma'alot Esa einai el harim Me'ayin yavo ezri Ezri me'im ha'ashem Ose shamayim va'aret Al yiten lamot ragleha ינום שומרך הנה לא ינום ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל השם שומרך השם צילך על יד ימינך יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה השם ישמורך מכל רע ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. שיר למעלה, אשא עיני אל הערים, מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מאין עושה שמיים וארץ, אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום, ולא ישן שומר ישראל. השם שומריך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה השם ישמורך מכל רע ישמור את נפשך השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם השם שומרך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש
לא יכה כך וירח בלילה, השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צדך ובואך, ואתה ועד עולם, השם ישמור צדך ובואך, ואתה ועד עולם.